USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Forces of nature are colliding in the western United States, and wildland firefighters are now caught in the middle, with emerging research suggesting the smoke that firefighters breathe on the front lines of the wildfires is now putting them at greater risk from the coronavirus, with potentially lethal effects. At the same time, firefighting conditions make precautions such as social distancing and hand washing difficult. It's increasing the chance that once a virus enters a fire camp, it could quickly spread. The Trump administration has opened investigations into Princeton University over the school's president's recent statement that students there are facing systemic racism and that racism is embedded in the structure of the university. The Education Department notified Princeton this week they are examining the university's admitted racism and whether that means it made materially false statements for years when it assured the public and the federal government that it does not discriminate based on race. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Governor Gavin Newsom of California extended job protections to millions of workers at small businesses if they need time off to care for themselves, a child, or another relative. Newsom signed a bill set up by Senator Hannah Beth Jackson from Santa Barbara to expand the California Family Rights Act, which extends unpaid protections to workers who take family leave. The bill does not require employers to pay workers while they are on leave, but rather to hold their jobs until they return for up to 12 weeks. Achieving herd immunity to COVID-19 is a goal that medical experts hope to meet with the eventual rollout of a coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Robert Redfield testified before Congress that even if a vaccine is approved and ready to start distributing in November, it would take till the middle of 2020 for it to be generally available to the American public. But lack of trust in the process and the persistence of anti-vaccine beliefs in U.S. society could be a large barrier to defeating the virus. According to Johns Hopkins University, 70 to 90% of Americans would need to have coronavirus antibodies for what they're calling herd immunity to be achieved. Herd immunity helps protect vulnerable people like infants and those with compromised immune systems who can't get the vaccine. Among the other challenges of COVID-19 vaccine distribution is the likelihood that two doses will be required several weeks apart. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.